Unit 4. Speaker's Corners. Page 66. Listen up. Speaker's Corner.
It is for some just a sideshow for tourists.
Yo, I said no to the war. Yo, I said no to the war. Yo.
For others, it remains a global symbol of democracy.
It is my human right to speak on the issues which face my community.
This part of London's been associated with free speech for almost 1,000 years. It was the site of the first public executions, and massive crowds would gather to hear the condemned man's final words.
Speaker's Corner has seen famous orators like Marx, Orwell, Bernard Shaw. This is Tony Benn in 1987 reading extracts of the then banned Spycatcher.
And the judges from destroying our inherent, inalienable and ancient democratic rights.
But anyone can get up and speak. Anarchists, comedians, religious zealots.
You can say nearly everything.
Richard Ventz has been coming here for more than 50 years.
It is particularly important in 2014 when most exchange of opinions take place on the internet, on Facebook. Speaker's Corner is still a live exchange of opinions. If you insult somebody, somebody in the audience might either shout you down or punch you on the nose.
Does that feel like an important sort of British institution to you, did you say?
Yes, most definitely.
It does?
Yes. I think everybody should have the right to voice their opinion, but not impose it.
BBC.